I'll reintroduce everybody as well. I have Junior to my left. I have Norm to my right. We have Gordo, and we have Danny. We have Ty and Jer. They're all there making Hello. It all happen. Okay. Hello. First of all, I just want all the P1s to know that we will not talk about poop in this segment.
Thank God.
Okay? I think we've had enough of that, at least for my hour. So don't even try.
I can't
believe you spent 2 hours talking about it to begin with, Julie.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
Julie mandated that.
No, but somehow I had to tell that stupid story again, and I'm already mad at myself about it. But here we go. So this segment is going to be called Gender Re-Identification with Gordon Key.
Yeah.
Because all of my segments are going to be with Gordon Key, the title. But everybody is involved. I'm just following your lead, and it's the Gordon Key Day. So, obviously, it's very male-heavy in all the talk here on the radio station, which is appropriate with a sports talk radio station full of men. But it's rare that we discuss lady things here, or even, you know, give ladies accolades for being awesome.
Coco.
You can't use
Uh-oh.
Coco.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And she is an awesome lady, and she appreciates the shout out. So we're going to try that for a little bit. So you guys ready?
Sure.
I'm not sure how we do this, if someone wants to, like, buzz in if they think they want to answer by saying buzz, or if we just kind of let it, you know, happen organically.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just turn on your rabbit. Whenever you want to buzz in, right?
But I'm wearing it.
Oh, dang.
Oh, you're wearing your rabbit?
That's how you're supposed to do it.
I do it wrong. Trusses.
Anywho. Okay, so first of all, you know, there hasn't been a girl here at this station. Hey, I need you guys to
listen. Yes, we're listening. Sorry, he was showing me a gif.
Of a rabbit?
A griff.
No.
No, it's of a hydrogen bob of chili con carne.
Okay. You don't want to hear about it.
No.
Okay, so I just kind of want to know.
You need
first.
Some background music, Jared. Do we have any background?
Maybe some Slayer. Yeah. I don't know.
No, not no. Slayer. Something that's something female. Yeah. Okay. Like this. This
Perfect.
Is pretty.
Penis.
Is that your safe word?
That's my buzz-in word.
Oh,
I was just practicing.
Okay, so you're buzzing in with your buzz-in word. Everybody. Yeah. Can
Vagina.
Have, you can.
Norm. Norm. Please.
Okay, so Junior's gonna take the first
Dildo.
Question.
Oh no, I was just practicing
because he buzzed in.
Norm.
Okay, so the first one, and they'll get better, I promise.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering what y'all's honest thoughts were.
Okay.
When you found out there was going to be a woman working at the ticket,
What happened to our music?
You?
Our music went away.
And we'll start with Junior because he already said that word.
Mm.
I don't want to repeat it.
I was excited about it because I'm progressive in my thoughts, and I thought it was time that we had a woman who was going to be a full-time midday part of this station. And I've been campaigning for that for 20 years, I bet. Because
sounds like a politician over there.
So hashtag me too. I was really excited about it, like over the top excited about it. And I thought you were the hashtag perfect choice.
Well, thank you for that hashtag. Anybody else?
Danny hated it. I remember Danny were going off behind the scenes about this.
I will be very, very frank with you. When I heard about that, it kind of made me go, really? We're going to do that? Because this is such a idiot diarrhea clubhouse, like you've seen the first 3 hours of this
station. Is that
it? Is
she said we weren't talking about poop, and now we've mentioned it three times.
You broke my one.
My first thought was, oh man, we're really going to have to be on our toes to edit ourselves to make sure that we don't offend this woman that's going to be working here. But I've also found that it's in this day and age, you kind of just gotta. You got to police yourselves whether
we should have been policing ourselves all along.
Yes, exactly. So, and I think we've done a pretty decent job of that overall. And then I actually got to hear you and what you contribute to Bob and Dan. And you're great.
Yes.
I think you're really, really good. Your on-air presence is great. Your off mic laughter, your pacing and timing is really good. I think you really add a lot to their show. And
Penis.
I'm being completely honest.
Much better than Ty. Yeah. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, I was going to say my only concern was I thought the two midday shows would be too enamored with you and like because we've never had a woman full time.
Right, yeah, a real girl.
And or I thought you would be, you know, not letting the game come to you, let's say, and jumping in constantly.
Yep.
And I think both of the midday shows and you have hit the perfect balance. So it doesn't sound forced.
No.
Anytime you contribute, it doesn't sound forced. And when they bring you in, it doesn't sound forced. So I think it's worked beautifully.
Another one of my favorite things is your naivete of ticket history, that these guys can bring up things that to us, it's just stuff we've experienced or known on all along for 20 plus years of being here. And you're like, who's Microphone Johnson? And it just it floors me that people don't know. Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
You know, I was really happy you joined our show. In specific, I think it's way overdue that we had a talented female with us. I think it may be overdue that we have another talented female with us at some point of the day.
Ooh, Julie,
or three,
wouldn't like that.
Or wherever.
Fight.
I'd be
losing her specialness like
I'd
that.
I'd actually love it.
No, but I thought it was great. I think it also helped that you've been in this business for a few years.
Yeah.
That you knew what to expect. You knew sports. You worked in it for a while. I think that really helped your acclimation here.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
You're doing great,
sure.
Norm.
Yeah. What these guys said.
Perfect. Well, I really wasn't trying to get... I was just wondering when you heard...
Are you just inviting compliments?
No, that's what I was about to say. I wasn't trying to do that. It was more like when you heard that a woman was going to be coming, what were your initial reactions? And,
excuse me?
I really... Come on. When you heard that a woman was arriving,
he's hard of hearing.
To the station,
excuse me,
I can vouch for.
Okay, thank you, Jared.
Now I can hear. I have my headphones
for bringing the
down.
Music back.
Yeah,
that was my initial question, and I appreciate all of those nice words. Yeah. That was not what I was trying to do.
Well, did you get the answer that you wanted?
I actually think that.
I think so.
Behind the scenes, we've been talking about needing this for forever. I mean, I think that all of us want as much diversity as we can get on the station.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone. I never had a problem with it. I mean, I certainly, because I think that we all wanted that.
Good. I'm glad. Well, I'm happy to be here. That was my first question. Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
First, we just have to give our, my fellow females some accolades here. So I just want to hear y'all talk nice about girls for a little bit. So
all right.
Favorite female actor, mainstream movies, not porn.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
Ty.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah?
Unbelievably talented. She can do comedy. She can do drama. She can do lead roles. She can be a tough, nasty woman. She can be an insightful woman. She is one of the most varied actor. I guess we all call them all actors now. She's one of the most talented, varied actors I've ever seen.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. I had a farm... in Africa.
Okay, no, Norm.
Okay, keep going.
Who wants to buzz in next?
Penis.
All right. God. It gets me every time.
Such an odd word.
Betty Grable.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Amy Adams, I think, would be mine.
Oh,
she's good.
I like her in everything I've
arrival.
Seen her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's great. I know Gordo's is Janine Garofalo because he thinks she has coffee/garlic breath.
Okay, that is true. I think that about her. And yes, I did used to have a crush on Janine Garofalo. Thank you for mentioning that.
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to her.
She is got IBS, all right?
She does.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bad.
Does that make you love her
so
more?
So we've talked about it twice now.
Calls her gets scratched off the list.
You guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
No?
Same.
Phyllis McDormand. Love her.
Francis?
Yeah.
Phyllis.
You said Phyllis.
Phyllis McDormand.
I mean, Frances McDormand. Yeah. What did I say? Yeah. Phyllis.
You really love her.
Yeah.
Her sister Phyllis is very good.
Yeah. Yeah, Frances McDormand.
Oh, yeah, that was her
very
laugh.
Good.
Remember when she was doing the acceptance speech? Oh.
Danny, was that three billboards outside?
Yes.
I
liked it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Tyler and Jerry are next. Your favorite female actors.
Irene Ryan.
That's Granny from Beverly Hillbillies.
He's wasting our time.
Yep.
As we knew he would when you selected him.
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah, he's indeed. A Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Nice.
Jumpstarted me into manhood.
All right, let's do
it. Oh, I don't want to know about that.
Gross.
It
took 6 years.
Let's do one more, and we'll try to make this a speed manhood. Round because I see the clock here.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite female musician? You can't say Martina McBride Jr.
Hmm.
I know how much you love her.
Hmm. Well, that's tough. I guess Penis.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders jumps to mind.
Hmm.
I love her. I think she's got a great voice.
Nice. It's a good one.
Aretha.
Yeah.
And Stevie.
Candy Staten and Chrissy Hine, for sure.
I like Emmylou Harris.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really, really, really good. Her song Red Dirt Girls is, that's on a top five playlist for me.
Nice.
She's really, really talented.
Classic.
But there's so many. The older songstresses like Joni Mitchell. Oh, my. Judy Collins. A lot of really, really good, really good ones.
Gordo?
Nora Jones or Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's two for you.
Very good. Can we go quick in there?
Linda Ronstadt.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a good one, too.
Carrie Fisher.
All right.
I sense a theme here.
Alanis Morissette.
Okay, so I think my time's up with this first segment, and I was going to do Christmas news next, but I have so many more lady questions for you guys,
okay.
And they
really
get better.
Yeah.
I'm going to wipe out the news when we come back. More lady talk here on The Ticket. Happy White Elephant Day, everybody. Oh.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. Breaking. Now, here's The Ticket's Ty Walker.
Sorry again, Julie. Got some breaking Star Wars news here. Because Jer and I, we love Star Wars. We love it so much. That's all we've been talking about here during the show. And because of that, we decided we wanted to put together a little playlist for you guys. This is an episode, or this is a scene from The Empire Strikes Back when Darth Vader tells Luke that he's his father. Now, Jer's going to be Vader. I'm going to be Luke. Unfortunately, we can't find the Vader sound effects on the microphone, so Jer's going to have to sound like a chipmunk.
So cheap.
So let's see how it goes. Here we go.
There is no escape. Don't make me destroy you. Luke, you do not yet realize your importance.
A little overdriven, but...
Fight me. You've only begun to discover your power.
What are you saying?
Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
No! No! That's not true! That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! No!
Luke, you can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy
right
with father
now?
And son.
They don't think so.
Come with me. It is the only way.
And scene.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Probably could have been saved for your podcast, but...
We'll replay it for the podcast. This Star Wars update brought to you by 23andMe. Give the gift for everyone you love with a DNA kit from 23andMe. This holiday season, go to 23andMe.com/gift. Get 30% off each kit. Offer ends December 25th. Back to you, Julie.
Thanks, Ty. I don't know how I'm going to follow that, but I'm
you can. Believe me.
I'm sure going to try my hardest. Welcome back to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It is 1:18 here this afternoon, and we are... smack in the middle of lady talk, or let's talk ladies, or gender re-identification with Gordon Keith. So we can call it any of those things. And by the way, this would been my new segment, which I just killed. And this segment is brought to you by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
You bet.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Drops.
Is that a chicken?
Yeah, Raising Cane's.
Woo! Raising Cane's.
Oh, I like chicken.
Thanks, Jer. Okay, so... we've gotten through the favorite female actor, favorite female musician. Now let's get real serious in this, okay?
Yeah.
And I must say that I did elicit some help from a couple of my favorite V1s, V1 Nikki, V1 Courtney. They helped me out with a couple of these questions.
What does V stand for?
It stands for V, I think. That's all it is.
Really? It's not, it's like Texas A&M is not,
no,
the A&M doesn't stand for anything anymore?
It's just V.
That's so weird.
V1.
Mm-hmm.
Just like 1. What does 1 stand for?
1 stands for the numerical value, correct?
Yeah, and V stands for the letter in the
alphabet. For the letter.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're good here. Okay, so moving on. Here's my next question. Get ready to buzz in. If you were going to
touch the V.
No.
Oh.
If
Lord.
You were going to pull a Bruce Jenner. And
what does
actually,
that mean? That sounds insensitive, actually.
I'm sorry. You know what it means. If you're going to pull a Bruce Jenner and actually become a lady,
mm-hmm. Confirm.
What would your lady name be?
Hmm. Norm?
Norma.
That's easy.
That's easy, yeah. Norma.
I guess mine would be Norma as well.
You can't be Norma, yeah. too.
I'd be Norma, too.
Three Norma?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Danny? You want to be four Norma? Want to go Grand Slam Norma here?
If you married a man with the last name Thon, what would your name be?
Probably Norma.
Norma Thon?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ooh, if you marry Dickie Thon, the
Watch
former
it.
Shortstop of the Rangers.
That's right.
You could be Norma. Norma Thon?
So you would lose one and then gain one.
So we're all Normas in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if
I can't visualize you all being a Norma, but...
The singer Susie Quattro married the second baseman Manny Trio. Would she be Susie Quattro Trio?
I don't know.
Sports.
Sports. All right. Moving on. Now that we know everybody's name would be Norma in this room.
Yeah, I think that question is too insensitive to even be asked, to be quite honest.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to offend you.
Gordon.
I really wanted to get through this day without offending Gordon.
Offending Gordon.
And now I've done it.
But Julie, if anybody can counsel you on something that's too insensitive on this station, I would take the advice of Gordon.
Exactly. Right. Okay, moving on. I'm going to try not to offend anybody else.
Just don't get on his email list.
Oh. Who?
Yours.
What's my email list?
I want to be smash my smash.
What?
You're speaking another language.
If you get on Gordon's email list, there's an occasion, and it used to happen a lot more frequently than now. Actually, doesn't happen at all anymore,
okay,
which
I
is
think
great.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you get an email with a nice subject line that says something like, "The holidays are for family," or a message from your pastor, and there'll be a link.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you'll click said link, and it'll redirect you to something that you just don't want to see and you can't unsee. That involves, more often than not, a couple of Asian women and the topic that dominated the first 2 hours of our show.
That's not true.
It's very true.
Get all
I'm
three
being
of those
besmirched.
Into one
very true.
I'm being besmirched
two Asian
by
women and P-O-P.
No,
or it'll be two geriatric men. Pleasuring each other.
No, what?
He sent that before.
That is,
yeah,
I don't.
Oh, you got
Julie,
that one.
This is all
too.
News yeah. to me. I don't
all
even
right.
know what they're talking about.
I thought
that's
I
what he does.
To be on your email
yes.
list,
that's what he kind of stunts he pulls
when he's out traipsing around town.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Next question. What
kind of stunt you pull?
Get your
now.
Buzzers ready.
All right.
Not including any body parts different than your own. Okay. Not including okay. any body parts different than your own.
Mm-hmm.
What would you enjoy most about being a lady?
Not including any body parts that
yeah,
you
like
don't
you can't
currently
just say
have.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what that's there for.
No
what would
mirrors.
You enjoy most about?
If you got to go through this world as a woman,
getting free drinks at the bar.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you're
cool.
you are. You know, that's the thing is like in this era, boy, I'm walking into it, aren't I here? Is that the protected status of women has a lot of benefits as well. You know, it's you don't want different treatment, I understand. But at the same time, you get cut so much slack also for being a woman. Like there are positives and negatives to being a woman, right?
Right. Probably the same for being a man.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So would you want to do away with all the positives if you could do away with the negatives?
No.
You would not?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm a woman, so I don't really think about it much, like the hypotheticals.
Well, in the hypothetical, I mean, in this hypothetical world that we're trying to march towards, right?
Yeah.
And that you have no, you're not treated any differently because you are a woman. There's no... Nobody gets up and offers you a seat. Nobody treats you nicer than they would their buddies. You
so
know, you also
jerks.
Get kicked in the crotch as well as their
yeah.
buddies, you know, and that sort of thing. You want that equal kind of treatment. I think it would be neat to experience the way that the world treats women.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. I
and
see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, in the positive sense.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
Because you asked me that question, I can't think of anything that I would enjoy about not getting paid as much as a guy, being picked over for jobs. Essentially, if you're a semi or even moderately attractive woman in this world, and you're walking through life, at every turn you're dodging a wiener or an offer of a wiener. Yeah. I don't want to go through life
but,
like
but that.
That
goes, but what I was just saying is that because of that, you also have benefits.
I understand that. And I guess the ones that are wise and have learned how to master it can turn those powers into something that benefits them.
Well, you absolutely should.
Yeah.
That's why I never understood why we would criticize a woman who would use her looks, let's say, to her advantage. Why would you not want to use anything, whether a guy or a girl, that you're naturally good at to your advantage?
Because, tell me if I'm wrong, but I would assume that for a lot of women that end up using their assets, their powers for themselves to increase their own power, they do that and they don't deliver the goods, then therefore after that they're called teases and sluts.
What do you mean deliver the goods?
No, I'm saying what you're saying is using your sexuality to get what you want, but not going all the way with it.
I think
then that's when guys are saying, well, she was asking for it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that what I'm talking about, which is that if you're an attractive female, you're going to get more doors held open for you than if you're a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a flat tire on the side of the road, you're an attractive female, chances are someone's going to help you out more than they would if you're
norm. No, I get
norm.
That. But you were talking about a woman actively using her talents for her own benefit.
Using your natural beauty and the way that the world responds to it, because that is such a coveted power in the world, to be physically attractive. Mm-hmm. And this goes for men as well, but it certainly goes much more for an attractive female.
I would enjoy the process of being fairly regularly courted.
Huh.
That creeps me out to no end.
By hot, sexy men.
Instead of being the one doing the courting, just to sit back and maybe take it to dinner.
I would enjoy the process of being fairly regularly courted.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that answer. That's a good answer. It's nice.
So the idea that you, for some reason, it's off the table if you are physically attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking man or woman here. If you are gifted in that you have a symmetrical face and people, the world responds to you because of your beauty. Why culturally put you in a double bind here of you can't use it? You're not allowed to use that. Meanwhile, if I'm good at music, if I have a natural inclination to music, I can use that for power all I want to. If I have a natural inclination, or I can be really funny, or I'm a really smart scientist, I can use that for power all I want to. But you're not allowed to use your natural attractiveness then you're just whoring yourself out.
If you make it into a profession like for acting or modeling or whatever, yeah, of course. But I'm talking
about... But why not in the natural business world? People use their humor all the time in the natural business world that they are naturally talented at. To their advantage.
I understand, but give me an example on how you would use your looks to your advantage without the other person thinking that they have a chance.
All the time.
Okay, I'm just asking for one example.
For example, a good-looking woman who gets stopped by a police officer and bats her eyes, and that's a metaphor, right, for just knowing how to act in such a way that is not, she's not promising anything.
Right.
We're assuming the police officer's male here.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And she gets out of the ticket.
Yeah, and gets out of the ticket.
I don't know how often that really happens.
Well, I don't think that today's woman talks about that way. But I know lots of women who say, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If I want someone to do something for me, I know how to talk nicely to men and men respond to me.
I guess what I'm saying
is... And I'm just saying that woman is not a whore. How could you possibly do that? I'm saying, why are we judging her so harshly
for
that?
But you can take advantage of it and take advantage of men and use that power too much. And
how do you know that you can do that?
With that,
because when I'm talking about it, people acting like it doesn't even exist. And now, but how do you know that women can do that?
I think you can trick somebody into thinking that you are romantically interested in them, even if you know that you are 100% not, because you are hopeful that you will reap some benefits from that person.
But I think
that's wrong.
But I think that most women who use their their natural charm on men. The men know that there's no romantic promise, and the women know it too, but it's part of our social fabric that men and women interact in such a way that we do a type of a dance with each other that we know you're not going to be our permanent dance partner or we even get close to that. But I know that men tend to love helping out women in doing whatever it is. And I think it's much more rare for the guy who thinks that that promises them something.
Even the fact that that exists, I bet there's a lot of women that are reluctant to use those natural charms and assets for fear of the guy getting the wrong idea. And the next thing you know, he's stalking you and showing up at your house and adding you on Facebook and all that stuff.
That happens too.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of an answer to your question.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a good answer why I would want to go Caitlyn Jenner, because there are some upsides that we've been discussing, getting a free drink, but there are downsides with all of that. Like, the first thing that came to mind was, well, in the dating world, you wouldn't be the pressure of being the pursuer. You'd be the pursued, but then that brings a whole different set of problems.
Right.
So I don't think I want that. I don't care about someone helping me fix a tire. I don't care about someone opening a door for me. I really can't think of one reason I'd want to be a woman.
Well, this is what's strange to me, is that for all that we culturally are talking about the downsides of being a woman, and that seems to be a preoccupation with our cultural conversation right now, every time I talk to someone, hey, would you want to switch genders? It's like, no, I like being a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I like being a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's strange to me how if we have so many complaints about being something, and someone offered you the magic wand, and no one seems to take it.
I'd like to ask Julie that question. What are your favorite things about being a woman? Because I would anticipate that the answer would be, would be that the overcoming things that society has left you 100 years behind, white, straight men in this world. Well, we're getting,
How is she 100 years behind?
You know what I mean? I'm being superfluous, and I don't mean to be, but... I'm curious, what are your personal joys of being a woman?
Yeah, what do you like being about being a woman?
I bet the whole physical childbirth, child carrying thing is a big one.
I wouldn't have come up with
that. You mean a burden or
a
good thing?
It's a good thing. Being a mom is amazing. Like, and mom and babies and kids and dads have a great bond as well.
But isn't it unfair that you have to do it?
But actually bringing a human into the world, like, it's pretty amazing.
But why do women have to shoulder the majority of the birthing? That's
because
just unfair.
Because the baby's in them.
Yeah, but that's unfair that the baby's in them.
Well, do you want to put
that's
the baby
God
inside
discriminating
you?
Against women.
Well, you know, we can't blame God for any of this.
That's right. We blame the patriarchy.
I think to the point that you talk about quite often, that women, the change in the culture today and all of that, I'm not so sure that all of the women are as concerned as everybody thinks they are about everything and the fairness and all of that. You know, there's definitely some things that definitely need to change.
I do get that feeling. I get the feeling that the women who go to the marches are in the minority amongst women.
Yeah, and they're marching for good reason, and there are things that need to be changed, like you mentioned, like not being paid the same as a man and that kind of thing. But overall, I think, you know, we have it pretty good.
Well, we're I also happy. Think that the women who do go to the marches, an examination of their life would not exactly line up with the talking points that they...
Right. You're probably right.
Sometimes subscribe
you go to the
in
march
public.
Because everyone's going to the march and you're a girl and you think and you then, don't need to go to the march.
Then you look at their life and they may be with... Anyway, it's a long, complicated discussion, but it's a great discussion,
it's a great
too,
topic.
About men and women. And I think that the public conversation is not always the honest conversation that goes on. And I think a lot of times... people do this performative thing in public of saying all the right things that they're supposed to say, and it ignores the fact that there are differences between the genders, and there is a negotiation, and there's upsides and downsides to everything. And we do this ridiculous, disingenuous thing of comparing a woman's downsides to a man's upsides.
Right.
As opposed to, no, you compare the woman's downsides to the downsides of being a male. And you compare the upsides of being a woman to the upsides of being a male. Anytime you cross over diagonally and compare an upside to a downside, and they go, see how unfair the world is? Well, yeah,
it's
the world's
like the
unfair because you just had a framing
someone
error.
Someone also lost a bunch of weight, but then look how great they look in the after picture.
I guess
it's the same thing.
My honest answer would be, I don't know how to answer it, because from what I understand, my perception is being a woman is very difficult. Can be very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it also can be very, very great.
Right.
Yes.
And
all
the
right.
same with guys.
Sure.
I mean, think about the majority of suicides, the majority of deaths in the workplace, the majority of so many of these things disproportionately affect men. And if any of those problems were female problems, we'd say, look at how unfair society is. Women die at the workplace. 90% of workplace deaths are women. What are we going to do to politically address this?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's men, and you don't hear a lot of people calling about what are we politically going to do to address this. Why not?
Why not
when this would clearly be a problem if it was a woman?
Yeah. I love it. I love the passion on the topic, and maybe we can talk about it more. But we got to go right now.